AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump is meeting at the White House with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He says now is the time to reach a ceasefire deal.
They don't have successful steps on the battlefield, and it's good. I think that their army is weak now, but a lot of losses. They have a lot of losses and in economy and people, and I think this is very important. Moment.
President Trump will meet next week with Putin.
They have tremendous bad blood. It's really is what is holding up, I think, a settlement. I think we're going to get it done, and we have to make it long-lasting.
Zelensky says after reaching a ceasefire agreement in Gaza, President Trump now has a chance to finish the war in Ukraine. The U.S. took survivors into custody after its military struck a suspected drug-carrying vessel in the Caribbean, the first attack that anyone escaped alive since President Trump began launching deadly attacks in the region last month. At least 11 people have been arrested near an ICE facility outside Chicago. A protester says she was hit in the face with a baton and saw a woman pushed to the ground by officers. Tensions are high in the Chicago area over the presence of ICE agents. This woman, Corey, is worried about her children in school.
What if ICE comes and even though they're legal just because their color of their skin, what's going to happen? Like, what if I come to pick them up and they're not here?
Britain's Prince Andrew says he is giving up his royal title of the Duke of York and other honors over his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. Andrew says his presence distracts from the work of his brother, King Charles. A man convicted of killing four members of a Phoenix family over 30 years ago in an act of revenge died by lethal injection. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton pleaded not guilty in Maryland in the Justice Department's case, accusing him of sharing classified information. This is AP News. Big crowds of protesters are expected tomorrow across the country over what critics call authoritarian practices by President Trump.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says that the No Kings rally promotes un-American ideals.
That's the collection of voices that you'll hear tomorrow that the Democrats will go out and raise their hands with and cheer with.
While House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that protesters are actually supporting democracy.
To express opposition to the extremism that Donald Trump has been unleashing on the American people.
No King organizers are encouraging participants to not engage with antagonists who might try to provoke confrontations and is urging participants to wear patriotic colors and promote patriotic themes to show that patriotism is not reserved for just one political party. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.